Representatives of Arkansas higher education and public schools gathered for a rally coordinated by Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families to oppose a bill which its sponsor, Republican Representative Jonathan Barnett of Siloam Springs, says is needed to fund upkeep of the state's highway system. House Bill 1418 would direct some of the state's general revenues to the highway department. Opponents like Chris Thomason, chancellor of the University of Arkansas Community College at Hope, say the bill would cut funding from higher ed.
That action under House Bill 1418 will have a disproportionate impact on your colleges and universities. It's simply the way the revenue form was designed. And if we're going to keep moving Arkansas families forward through education, that will be impacted under this bill as well in a very negative way.
Barnett disputes that his bill will cause cuts to state-funded education programs because it won't affect current levels of funding.
It's future growth money. No matter what anybody says that it's taken away from secondary ed or whatever they're saying, it doesn't.
The bill would take increasing amounts for highways out of general revenue for 10 years, at which point the amount would level off. The bill would let the highway department tap funds from the sale of used cars and auto parts. A spokesman for Governor Mike Beebe said the governor is against using general revenues for highways. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.